everyone, welcome to the first edition of Do You Really Know Them, animated by Umaima and me. Hello. Today we choose to discuss special topics as it is a special edition since it's the first one. And today's program is Camus' 110th birthday anniversary, Beyoncé's world tour, and finally an interview with a special guest.
So, as you may or might not know, this year we're celebrating Camus' 110th birthday, but why are we doing so and why is he still today an important figure? We are going to enlighten you on this subject, but first, Jan, what do you think about Camus' importance nowadays?
Personally, I knew this author through school. I love this artist for the way he writes and the way he expresses his feelings. He's a very honest and transparent writer with the readers.
So Camus was a novelist, but also a philosopher, a journalist, and a playwright born on November the 7th of 1913 in Algeria. Less than a year after his birth, his father died in combat during World War I. He entered primary school in 1918 and in 23, he won a scholarship for the Alger High School, thanks to the help of his teacher, Louis Germain, who saw potential in him. Camus grew a liking for sports, especially soccer. However, in 1930, he was diagnosed with tuberculosis, which ended his sports career. He went to the University of Alger and registered as a philosophy student. Camus briefly joined the Algerian Communist Party 2 years before World War II. He was a journalist with the Alger Républicain and noticeably wrote a series of articles concerning Muslim conditions in the Kabylie region. He moved to Paris after marrying Francine Faure and took over the newspaper Combat and published The Outsider in 1942 at Gallimard. In 1951, he published The Rebel, denouncing the totalitarianism of the USSR. On October the 16th of 1957, Albert Camus received the Nobel Prize for Literature for his significant literary production, which, with clear-sighted earnestness, illuminates the problems of the human conscience in our time. He died in a car accident on January the 4th of 1960. Camus became the spokesman of his own generation and the mentor of the next, not only in France but also in Europe and eventually the whole world. He is remembered with Sartre as a leading practitioner of the existential novel.
Now let's talk about Beyoncé. Beyoncé, or Queen Bee for ardent fans, is a worldwide pop star. From Crazy in Love to Break My Soul, the pop queen has a string of hits. Today, the star has 7 studio albums, 4 live albums, and over 60 singles. On July 29 of 2022, she released her album Renaissance, which she recorded during the COVID-19 pandemic. Once again, this album is a hit. The songs Break My Soul and Cafit were a big success for the listeners. After a 5-year break, Queen Bee marks the beginning of 2023 by announcing a world tour, Renaissance World Tour. This announcement has made many fans excited around the world. The star will then propose 2 dates in France, one in Marseille and one in Paris. The 115,000 places were sold in 45 minutes. According to the touring data account, Beyoncé would have sold more than 100,000 concert tickets in just 1 week in Europe. Beyoncé does not stop exceeding records. Fans expect a lot from this tour. This queen of pop is known to give high-quality performances, for example with the Super Bowl in 2013. However, despite the announcement of her new tour on January 21 of 2023, Beyoncé has divided many fans following her performance at the opening of the Dubai Atlantis Royal Hotel. This show has caused misunderstanding and disappointment among fans. Indeed, Dubai is known to have put multiple restrictions on the rights of the LGBT community, while Beyoncé's latest album is directly inspired by queer culture. The singer would have received $24 million, which disappointed the fan. Despite this controversy, Beyoncé remains a true icon in the world of pop culture.
And now for our first edition of Do You Really Know Them, we have a special guest, and you probably know him. He's a history and geography professor. He is well known for wearing very fancy and funny shoes and shirts. This is Professor Mr. Orsier. He isn't only a professor, but also a map maker, and that's why we want to learn a little bit more about him.
So, hello. So, the first question is, what kind of studies did you do?
Well, after completing the lycée, I wanted to continue the different kind of studies. So I chose to go to Nice in the lycée Masséna, for class preparatoire courses in history and geography. Then after 2 years, I failed to the examination, but I have not so bad results. So I decided to try one more time. And so I went to Paris for a third year. And the result was I managed to enter the famous ENS. So after that, I've been to Lyon, as this high French school had to move from Paris to Lyon. Then I continued my courses in geography. So first the license, then what was previously maîtrise. Then I prepared the aggregation in geography, and so it was a success. But as I didn't want to go directly in a lycée or in a college for teaching, I chose to go abroad. And so I've been to Latvia, which is a small country in Eastern Europe. And there I was a cultural assistant in the French Cultural Center. So working with the French embassy, so different kind of activities. So teaching, of course, but for French-speaking pupils, but whose mother language was not French. So it was a little bit different. And so there I make different tasks. So it was a very interesting job for 2 years. And then back to France, I completed my studies and completed my master. And then I started a PhD thesis in geography too. So working about the Baltic states and Russia and Belarus and the United, the European Union. So after that, I tried to get a job in different universities. So, but there's a lot of competition, and so I didn't manage to. So finally, I was sent to the lycée in Draguignan, and so after a few years, I've been to La Seyne-sur-Mer.
Okay. So next question: since when have you been a map maker?
Well, I think I drew my first map when I was 6 years old. I still have it in my file somewhere.
That's great.
It was about Europe. So Europe, as it could be seen by a young boy in the 80s.
It's very interesting.
So maybe I will try to find it again and show you.
Yes.
It was very strange because, of course, there was France, neighboring countries. But after Austria in the east, it was mentioned Soviet Union. So many countries were unknown. So Poland, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, Romania were absolutely unknown. So it was very interesting regarding representation. And then after that, for my master and my PhD thesis, I drew many maps and I got an award about these PhD thesis for the maps.
Oh,
and
great.
So as... I'm really fond of drawing maps, and so I was contacted by somebody who wants maps for his own job, and so finally I decided to create my entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Well, and so I've been working for different associations, companies, sometimes books. A few weeks ago, I drew 3 maps for Actes Sud, which is a French editor in Arles. But for many kind of jobs, so maps in color, simple maps, or very complicated maps, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime there's a project, sometimes I'm contacted, and so they ask me how much it needs to prepare 10, 20 or more maps, how long does it take,
mm-hmm.
and, I can accept. I can refuse.
Yes.
It depends on me.
Okay, and so do you have a subject that you prefer?
Well, there's no special subject, but everything that includes geopolitics, of course.
Yes. Mm.
And I try to add something. When you draw a map, you just you don't just copy an existing map.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to update a map, and sometimes you can add something that you think it's important to mention, important to locate. And if you had to choose the keys, so the text or the legends, sometimes each word has its own importance because it can give the idea of what you want to show through the map.
Okay, so for our next question, are you proud to have a PhD in history geography?
Well, proud, this is difficult because it was many years ago now.
Yes.
And so many things after that. Well, it was, I managed to do it in 3 years. And currently, this is difficult because many people manage to do it in 5 years, especially if you need to go abroad.
Mm-hmm.
But as I've been abroad before,
yes,
the thesis, and okay, I made few trips during that period. Mm-hmm. And so I had enough data to write, to draw,
mm-hmm,
and of course to communicate, because sometimes you take part in colloques or conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So, and sometimes you are asked to write articles, to read or read again articles.
Yeah.
So it takes a long time.
Yes.
But after, well, after the completion of a PhD thesis,
mm-hmm,
I think it was the most difficult because you have to find a place at university,
mm-hmm,
or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, well, competition is very hard.
Yes. So I'm curious, have you always wanted to be a map maker or like a teacher?
Not really. Actually, when I was a child, and it made everybody laugh, I wanted to be a minister of post and telecommunications.
Wow, that's very precise.
Yes. Finally, well, it was easier for me in history and geography, of course. I was not really fond of mathematics and physics and philosophy.
Yeah.
So, well, history and geography was easy for me. I had knowledge, I had enough memory. And so I decided to choose geography finally because I had the best notes at the examination.
Yes.
So I said, well, finally, I should choose that. Well, and well, geography is a part of my life, of course.
Yeah.
I can resume what geography represents for me because I think geographically. Anytime I have to memorize something,
mm-hmm,
it's easier for me if I see all
mm-hmm
the locations, if I see the movements, if I see the itinerary, mm-hmm, etc.
Okay, so for the last question, why are you living in La Saint-Sumer? Because it's like a small town, you could have like chosen like Paris or something else.
Oh, I think it's not a small town. Well, I chose it because, first of all, they proposed me a possibility to teach in English geography. So
mm-hmm
it was a special movement for
mm-hmm
jobs. And as I was refused many times at university, I said finally, well, they don't want of me.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, let's try something else and something interesting. And
mm-hmm,
well, I was born in Yerres, so it's not so far
sense
from my hometown. And I knew a little bit La Saint-Sumer before
mm-hmm
I came in, but I think this is very interesting to see how the city changes because it was a former
mm-hmm
industrial city. And so this I still see it like an historian or a
mm-hmm
geographer
yeah
because I studied many historical and geographical processes
mm-hmm
that are currently taking place in La Saint-Sumer.
Oh.
So this is a kind of living, laboratory for
okay
me.
Yes, okay. So, but thank you for this interview. That's very interesting. And thank you.
Thank you for your attention.